Hello, everyone, and welcome to DeanNewman.org. It's a special edition today. There's no written version. We're just going to do an audio report for you. And looking back, I think I may need to apologize for the last week. All of our posts have been about other than Washington, D.C., and politics. Very important topics that we've spoken about and that we've written about. And it's not that we haven't had our ear and eyes on what's been going on the last week or so in Washington, D.C. But to be quite honest with you, I needed a personal break. It gets so difficult listening and watching and investigating as we do here before we bring stories to you. What is going on in the way of noise, in the way of venom, in the way of hatred, hate speech, and all of the above, and a whole lot more in and from Washington, D.C. It's difficult for everyday Americans to relate to that kind of stuff. And I'm an everyday American, I got to be honest with you. I just needed to get away for a bit. So today and tomorrow, we're going to break two particular things down for you that are all Washington, D.C. related, and specifics about things going on in Washington, D.C. that are creating issues for all of us as everyday Americans, and maybe making a change or two there. Very important topics, and of course, it's opinion. Remember that. Before we go any further, let me just say this. Your comments are welcome. If you want to send a note, a message, and talk about what we talk about, comment about your perspective on what we talk about, we want to hear from you. Log in on the front page of the website, www.dnewman.org. Down at the bottom right of the homepage, there's a place for you to register your email address. When you do that, every time that we post either a new blog or a new audio report, you that night will get an email notification that there's a new one up, the title of it, and a link to go to it so that you can easily get to it to listen to or read at your convenience. They all go up at 8 o'clock in the morning, Northern European time. And we do that because we have thousands of people in Europe that like to hear and see what's going on at dnewman.org. Don't ask me why. I've got friends over there, and obviously word has spread. What we do here, the only way that it spreads is by word of mouth. So at 1 o'clock Central time, it goes live in the United States. But it's up at 1 a.m. Central here at 8 o'clock in Switzerland, which is where most of our readers and listeners are in Northern Europe. And you'll get a link, so when you get up the next morning, you can either listen to or read that day's blog. And I mentioned the only way we spread our word, we don't sell our email list, we don't give your email address to anyone, it stays right here. We don't sell anything on the website, so we're not going to reach out to you for anything. It's just so that we can give you notice when a new story goes up. Wanted to get that out of the way. In my first life as an adult, I actually worked my way through high school and college and then professionally afterwards in radio as an announcer. And for a number of years, I did the morning show on the local FM, 100,000 watt FM, adult contemporary radio station. I loved doing the morning show, 6 till 9 a.m. And it was especially fun because I got to wake a lot of people up. That was really fun. And this particular story, this particular blog, is going live on Monday morning. And that was always a special time when I was on the air because I got to talk to people and wake them up and share a cup of coffee with them and bring them the news of the morning, all the talk going around in the morning. I had a great co-host, Mimi Page, who has since passed away in a tragic car accident in South Carolina. But we had a lot of fun sharing mornings with our listeners. And I want to do that with you. And the way we're going to do it is the way that almost every Monday morning we started it and let you listen in to what it sounded like on KVKI. Good morning, everyone. It's a few minutes after 6 o'clock. Oh, the weekend wasn't long enough. Long week ahead, but we're going to help you get started. Morning, y'all.
Morning, Mr. Radio. Sister Oreo, did I tell you everything?
Way to start a Monday morning from the late great Al Jarreau and his big hit Morning. That's a typical, perfect Monday morning song, don't you think? And I'm glad to share it with you. And I was just thinking during that song, it was 29 years ago, when I left KVKI and went to Indianapolis to do radio up there for a couple of years. It doesn't seem like it's been 29 years. 29 good years. And during that time, today, we are celebrating the birth of my first daughter. How about that? She made me a dad on April the 29th. And I sure am proud of her. She's married. Four boys. One of them is about to graduate from high school. And she's the delight of my heart. Kimby, happy birthday. And now, down to important business. The title of today's story is one word, very simple, broken. And I told you we were going to talk about D.C. We're going back to Washington, D.C. to talk about some things that are very obviously broken. We're going to split this up. Just going to give you about five more minutes today because of having Al Jarreau tell you good morning in only the way he could do it. But I want to talk first about the Senate, the U.S. Senate, and how broken it is right now. President Trump has a couple of hundred nominees These are people that he nominated for very important positions in the State Department, other departments in Washington, in his cabinet, at the assistance level, various bureaus in D.C., very pivotal, key positions. And all of those positions, the people nominated by the president to fill those slots, must be confirmed by the U.S. Senate. Of course, the president is Republican. And of course, the Senate has the majority, just a small majority, is Republican. And so the Democrats have gone full-blown into obstructionism. They put a rule in, not a constitutional rule, but just a simple agreed-to rule by the majority of Congress. And that rule states that for every confirmation hearing, 30 hours of debate must be allocated before a vote can be taken on anyone. Now think about it. You got a couple of hundred nominees left. A couple of hundred times 30 hours each if they stick to their guns. And President Trump, in that timeline, in the Senate timeline, will not get his nominees to even be debated for confirmation during his term if he's a one-term president. That is non-historical. This has never happened before. And it has nothing to do with the individual nominees. It has to do with obstructing the process for only partisan political purposes. I've actually heard three prominent Democrats on morning talk shows the last week gripe because President Trump will not fill his staff. He does not have the necessary number of qualified people to do all the work that has to be done by the U.S. government. And they don't bother to tell, oh, by the way, 200 plus of his nominees haven't even made it to the Senate floor for debate and probably won't, certainly this year, probably not next year. And we're just going to sit around and throw rocks at him and obstruct his plans that the people elected him for. But it's not just a Democrat problem, folks. The GOP, led by Mitch McConnell, senator from Kentucky, has the ability to make this happen the hard way. Think about this. If Mitch McConnell, as the majority leader, has the power to say this, hey guys, hey girls, we're going to go into session, and the Senate is going to be in session, will not recess. We're going to work 12 hours a day, 7 days a week, and we are not going to break at all for any reason until we hear and make either a confirmation or denial on every one of these nominees. If he would do that, I promise you, probably unanimously, they would suspend that rule that they put in arbitrarily that mandates that 30 hours of debate for every nominee. They would probably go ahead and confirm a bunch of them that there's no reason to even have debate. They're well known, well thought of, many of them holdovers from the Obama administration. They're just doing this to obstruct and to keep President Trump from getting the things done with the people he needs to get those things done, for which the majority of those in the Electoral College voted for President Trump in 2016. That's just one problem, one way that Congress is broken. Since we're talking about recesses and stuff like that, the second thing that is broken there is these congressmen and senators don't work. You're listening to me. You're probably getting ready to go to work, or you may already be at work listening to this late. Here's the deal. If they had to work in Congress the way that we have to work in our lives and our jobs, things would get done. They put out an unofficial notification. Now, we're in April now. Earlier in the month of April, they made an announcement there's not going to be any significant piece of legislation brought before the floor of either house for debate before the midterm elections in November, May, June, July, August, September, October, November. Folks, 7 months. They notified us that we're paying them each a minimum of $160,000 a year salary, the most amazing benefits package you would kill to have at your job, another unbelievable benefit in the retirement they receive, their medical benefits that they receive. The average office expense of a member of Congress, there are 535 of them, the average office expense allotment that they get is $2 million a year. That's the cost of all the salary, the staff, the office expenses, the direct office expenses that they spend to quote unquote govern us. And they're telling us we're not going to be able to get it done. You know why? They're never there. Their average work week is 2 days, and not even all of 2 days a week. They travel on your dime because it's almost always technically going back and forth from Washington to their home. And of course, their excuse is we have to go home because we've got to find out exactly what our people want in our district so we can vote accordingly, and we can make sure that we're discussing legislation that our people want us to discuss and make determination on. And of course, they got to go home to run for office, re-election. But you know what? We didn't elect them to run for office. We elected them to put them in office to do their job. So our story is broken. That's a story for today. It's also going to be the story for tomorrow. And we're not going to talk about the Senate tomorrow. We're going to talk about the House of Representatives, and we're going to talk about the Justice Department. You're going to love it. Great things, some you may have heard about, some that you may not know about. That's going to do it for this edition at dnewman.org. Broken, as today's topic. Hey, I want to thank you for joining us. Thanks for sharing a little bit different story and blog post today, audio only. And you heard a little bit of the old-time radio morning show to get things started. We'll be back tomorrow. We'll be talking about the other side of the aisle, the other side of the hall. We'll be talking about the House of Representatives and also the Justice Department tomorrow. www.dnewman.org. If it's important, if it's relevant, you'll hear, you'll read about it right here. And the only way we find new listeners and new readers is if you tell them about us. And of course, you can always share anything you see or hear at dnewman.org. Thank you so much. Have a great day. We'll talk tomorrow. So long, everybody.